ये भजन्ति तु मम भक्त्या मायि ते तेषु चाप्यहम्. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him.
समान दृष्टि नहीं पातो सगळ्यांना समान दृष्टि नहीं पातो पण जो माझी प्रेम आणि सेवा करतो त्याला मी माझा मित्र म्हणतो आणि तो पण माझा मित्र म्हणतो.
In this beautiful verse from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is explaining that he is equal to everyone.
Ya Bhagavad Gita cha sundar shloka madhe Bhagwan Shri Krishna sangat ahet ki mi saglyana saman drishtine pahato.
But yet those who are his devotees are very dear to him, and he is very dear to them.
पण जे कोण त्यांची भक्ती करतो किंवा त्यांचे भक्त आहेत त्यांच्याशी भगवान फार प्रेमही संबंध ठेवतात आणि जे भक्त आहेत ते भगवंताशी फार प्रेमही संबंध ठेवतात.
अहम बीज प्रतापिता सारव योने सुखोंत या मूर्त या संभवंत या थसम भ्राम महाजोनि अहम बीजा प्रतापिता. Krishna is the father of all living beings.
Krishna Bhagavan sarva jivanche pita hai.
Not only in the human species, but all species of life.
Fakt manushya yoni madhe nahi, pan sarva yoni madhe te pita hai.
There are 8,400,000 species of life. Karmana daiva netrena. According to our previous karma, the eternal soul enters into a particular form of life. But the soul is transcendental to the many bodies that we accept and reject. The soul is eternal. The soul is not subject to death. But this material body, which Krishna explains to be like a set of clothes, is definitely destined to die.
Bhagavan Krishna samtat je kai sharir hai je vastra pramani hai
Vasam Sijanani Yatha Vihaya Navani Granati Naro Parani Tatha Sarirani Vihaya Janyani Anyani Sanyati Navani Dehi. The soul is part of Krishna.
Atma je hai, ye Bhagwan Krishna se ek amsha hai.
Eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss.
Purna sanatan hai, anand hai, ani tejamade dhyan bharela hai.
Jivara Swarupoi Krishna Rinityadas. The soul by nature is eternally servant of Krishna.
Atma to swarup hai, kiwa swabhav hai, ke Bhagavan Krishna ke das hai.
We remain in this illusion of the cycle of birth and death and have to undergo so much suffering only because we have forgotten our eternal identity as the servant of Krishna.
आपण ह्या अज्ञानामध्ये राहतो आणि जन्म मृत्यूचा जो चक्र आहे त्यामध्ये फसून राहतो जोपर्यंत आपण भगवंताचे आपले जे संबंध आहे तो आपण विसरून राहतो तोपर्यंत.
दिस ह्युमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाईफ इज व्हेरी रेअर.
हे मनुष्य शरीर आहे फार दुर्लभ आहे.
Because in this human form of life we have the opportunity to revive our remembrance of our eternal blissful nature.
का म्हणजे या मनुष्य शरीरामध्ये आपलं जे काही विसरलेलं संबंध आहे भगवंताच्या दासाचं आपण हे प्राप्त करू शकतो.
The human body has to suffer birth, old age, disease, and death. But while we are in this body for its short duration, if we can somehow or other realize our eternal identity as the Atma in relationship with the Paramatma, our life is perfect. Here Lord Krishna is explaining that he loves everyone equally because everyone is part of him. But it is natural that those who do everything for him, he does everything for them. Krishna is Bhakta Vatsal. He is conquered by the love of his devotee. The scriptures explain in great detail the glory and the power of God. How as a mere expansion of Lord Krishna, he appears as Mahavishnu, and all the innumerable universes emanate from the pores of his body. And how in each universe Brahma is born to his expansion of Garbha Dakshaya Vishnu. And how through Brahma he creates this entire cosmic manifestation with all of its wonders and miracles. The sun, the moon, the oceans, the earth, everything that exists is created simply by the will of the Lord. And simply by his will, this entire cosmic manifestation is destroyed in due course of time. He comes to this earth in various incarnations and manifests his divine opulences to the world. We have read about how, as Lord Varahadev, he lifted the entire earth effortlessly with the tusks of his boar-like form. How as Matsyavatar he appeared as a fish that was millions and millions of miles long. How is Lord Sri Krishna? He displayed his universal form, Virat Rupa, to Arjuna, and Arjuna saw all of the universe with all of the gods within his body. How is Lord Sri Ram? He killed the undefeatable, unconquerable ten-headed demon Ravana. It is said that if Ananta Shesha, with all of his thousands of hoods and mouths, were to speak the glories of the Lord for the entire span of creation, he could not even describe the quantity of one drop within the unlimited ocean of the Lord's glories.
की अनंत शेष जो आहे त्याचे अपरिमित जे फण आहेत किंवा त्याचे तोंड आहेत त्या तोंडापासून त्याने जर भगवंताची स्तुती चालू केली तर असं स्तुती जे आहे पूर्ण सृष्टी राहूस्तपर्यंत केली सुद्धा तरी पण त्या समुद्राचा एक बिंदू आहे तेवढं सुद्धा त्यांनी सांगू शकणार नाही.
Yet the scriptures explain what is the supreme most greatest of all the excellences of God.
पण शास्त्रामध्ये सांगितलेलं आहे की भगवंताचं ह्या सगळ्या गुणांपेक्षा सर्वात महत्व आणि सर्वात अशी जे महत्वाचे गुण कुठली आहे.
That although he is all-powerful and all-knowing, he agrees by his own sweet will to be conquered by the love of his bhakta.
त्याला सगळं सुद्धा माहित असून सुद्धा किंवा सर्व शक्तिशाली असून सुद्धा ज्या त्यांचे भक्त असतात त्या त्यांच्या प्रेमाने ते त्यांच्याकडे हरून जातात.
भक्ती is not dependent on any material consideration.
Bhakti je ka hai te kutlya hi bhautik staravar nahi hai.
Bhakti is the humility and the surrender of the heart in willingness to serve Lord Shri Krishna.
Bhakti je ka hai namrata ani sharanagati ani bhagwanta chi seva karnyachi ichcha achar hai vartato.
One who has that has the greatest wealth.
Jyacha kade he gosht hai त्याच्याकडे सर्वात मोठं संपत्ती आहे.
One who does not have that, even if that person conquers the whole world, he has nothing of any real value.
ज्याकडे ह्या गोष्टी नाही आहेत अगर तो सुद्धा पूर्ण जग जिंकला तरी पण सुद्धा त्याच्याकडे काय पण नाही आहे.
In Krishna's Leela, we read about the Brahman Sudama.
कृष्ण लीला मध्ये आपण वाचतो ब्राह्मण सुदामाची गोष्ट.
He and his wife were practically starving.
तो आणि त्याची पत्नी ते भूके होते.
They had nothing.
त्याच्याकडे काय पण नव्हतं.
And his wife, she didn't mind the inconvenience, but she couldn't tolerate seeing her husband struggling so hard in such poverty.
तिला आपल्याबद्दल काय वाटत नव्हतं. जेव्हा तिकडे आपलं पती जे काय ते इतकं कष्ट उठाले ते तिला सहन होत नव्हतं.
She asked him to go to Dwarka because Krishna was her friend.
तिने तिला सांगितले की तुम्ही द्वारकाला जावा का म्हणजे तुमचे जे काय मित्र आहेत कृष्ण द्वारकाधीश.
He went with one little piece of cloth filled with chipped rice.
त्यांनी छोटस एक कपड्यामध्ये पोहे घेऊन कृष्णांकडे गेले.
When Krishna saw Sudama with his tattered clothes, he personally washed his feet with his own hands.
जो कृष्णाने सुदामाला पाहिला त्यांचे फाटलेले कपडे पाहून तरी पण सुद्धा भगवंताने त्यांचे चरण पाण्याने साफ केले.
And the goddess of fortune herself was fanning him with the chamara.
भाग्यलक्ष्मी जी हाय ती चामर त्याच्यावर ढळत होती.
Krishna showed how although he was sitting in his most opulent palace of Dwarka, he worships and serves the lotus feet of those who have love for him, bhakti.
Krishna ne dakhon dila ki tane itke vaibhavshali raja madhe basile asun sudha je aapke bhakt hai tyanchi je puja kartat.
In Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leela there is also a beautiful story.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu'cha leela madhe sudha ashi ek far sundar ek gosht ahe.
I would like to narrate to you.
मी ते तुम्हाला सांगण्याची इच्छा करतो.
लॉर्ड चैतन्य इज द युग अवतार.
महाप्रभू चैतन्य महाप्रभू हे युग अवतार आहेत.
कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ द सुप्रीम पर्सनॅलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड हू स्पोक द गीता एट द एंड ऑफ द द्वापर युग अपियर्ड अगेन इन काली युग अकॉर्डिंग टू द स्क्रिप्चुरल प्रेडिक्शन टू शो बाय हिज एक्झाम्पल हाउ टू लिव द हायेस्ट टीचिंग्स ऑफ द गीता.
त्यांनी भगवद्गीतेचा उपदेश केलेला श्री कृष्ण भगवान द्वारकेच्या अंतमध्ये तेच कृष्ण भगवान कलियुग मध्ये श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभूच्या रूपामध्ये प्रकट झाले ते दाखवून देण्यासाठी कसं भगवद्गीतेची शिक्षा आहे ते आपल्या जीवनामध्ये उतरायला पाहिजे.
नमो महाभरण्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रधाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौड़े नमः. He came to give pure love of God to everyone and anyone. The only qualification is who would accept it. And the way and means by which he gave pure love of God was through the process of always remembering Krishna by chanting his holy names.
त्यांनी असं या भगवंत प्रेमाचा वाट केले की भगवंताच्या सतत नामस्मरणाने.
When Lord Chaitanya was very young, he did not reveal his supreme opulence as Bhagavan.
जेव्हा ते बालक होते तेव्हा त्यांनी आपलं जे पूर्ण जे अद्भुत जे काय त्यांचं वैभव आहे भक्तीचं त्यांनी प्रकट केले नाही.
When he was a young boy, he was a scholar. And there was one devotee, and his name was Kolavecha Sridhar. Sridhar was very poor. In fact, he was in great poverty. Sridhar lived in a simple hut. It had so many holes that during the rainy season it would flood. Sridhar, although he lived a very simple life, he would just sell cups made out of banana leaves.
आणि त्याचबरोबर त्यांनी जे केळ्याचे पानं असतात त्यांचे त्यांनी द्रोण म्हणून विकत होते.
And whatever little he made, he would first take half of his income to worship the holy river Ganges.
आणि थोडं जे काय कमवत होते त्याच्यामध्ये अर्ध जे काय ते गंगा माताची पूजासाठी त्यांनी देत होते.
He understood that Mother Ganges, as a servant of the Lord, had washed his lotus feet, so he wanted to be the servant of such a blessed servant of Sri Krishna. But all day long he was always remembering Krishna, and all night long he would stay up chanting the holy names.
पूर्ण दिवसभर ते भगवंताचं स्मरण करत होते आणि पूर्ण रात्रभर ते भगवंताचं नाम जप करत होते.
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे.
So the atheistic, materialistic people, they didn't like Sridhar at all.
नास्तिक लोक आणि भौतिकवादी लोक त्यांना श्रीधरवर काही पण प्रेम नव्हतं.
They used to shout at him, "What is the use of your worshipping this god Krishna? You do not even have food to eat.
तुला खाण्यासाठी काय पण नाही आहे.
Your house is it's a mess.
तुझं पूर्ण जे घर आहे पूर्ण अशांत झालं काय पण नाही आहे.
It is not fit for a human being. Your clothes are all torn. And you're so hungry that all night long, because of the pains of your stomach, you're crying out the names of God." In this way, they would chastise and curse Sridhar. Sometimes they would take some old rotten piece of vegetable and throw it at him and say, "Here, take this and eat and keep your mouth shut." But Sridhar, with a smile on his face, would tolerate all abuses and continue to chant the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Sridhar sagala ninda sahan karat hasat tani bhagavantacha naam jap hai he talu thevo dete.
When Lord Chaitanya was very young, he concealed that he was God.
चेतनी महाप्रभु जो जे बालक होते ते आपने जे भगवंताची जी काय जे त्यांनी स्पष्टीकरण केलेले होते.
But every day he would go to Sridhar's little place where he would sell his banana leaf cups.
आणि चेतनी महाप्रभु दररोज श्रीधरच्या ठिकाणी जाणार जिकडे तो द्रोण विकत राहणार.
And one day he said, Sridhar, Krishna, Narayan, he's the husband of the goddess of fortune. Lakshmi is the source of all wealth and all good fortune in this world. But although you worship him day and night, why you are so poor? You're practically starving with no food to eat. All of your clothes are very old. The people who are worshipping Goddess Chandi, they are getting great, great wealth. What is the use of this worship? And Sridhar replied, my dear Brahman, I am not starving. And besides that, I may not have new clothes, and they may not fit properly, but my body is covered. And Lord Chaitanya replied that, Sridhar, your clothes have holes everywhere in them. And you have no wheat and no rice, nothing in your house. And Sridhar replied that may be true. But I have seen in this world that whether one is a king living in a big palace, eating the most delicious foods, or whether one is a bird living on a tree, eating the simplest foods, the basic purpose of their lives is the same. I do not see much difference. They are all living for the same things. And somehow or other they are all surviving. But I'm very happy just the way I am. So Lord Chaitanya, he said to Sridhar that you give me these bananas and these radishes and these banana cups, and I will pay you nothing. And Sridhar was thinking that I'm in poverty. I cannot possibly afford to give him whatever he wants for nothing. But at the same time, he's a Brahmin. And he's a, if I do not give it to him, then what he may do to me? So therefore I will simply give him whatever he wants for nothing. Lord Chaitanya once told Sridhar that I know that you are actually very wealthy. But you are hiding it so no one can see it. You have a great treasure hidden. And Sridhar said, no, you can come to my house. You can look and see. I have nothing. Lord Chaitanya told him, someday I will show the world your great treasure. So years later, actually during that time, Lord Chaitanya would come every day and take prasad with Kolavecha Sridhar. Although in Navadvipa at that time there were so many fabulously wealthy places, Navadvipa was like Mathura. It was a place of great opulence and riches. But yet Lord Chaitanya, by his own sweet will, every day came to the little place of Sridhar to eat some banana roots off his leaf plates. Later on, Lord Chaitanya revealed to his devotees that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And he taught everyone the process in this age of Kali Yuga of reviving one's eternal blissful consciousness. By always remembering Krishna through chanting his holy names. So one day, Lord Chaitanya took a group, hundreds and thousands of devotees, on kirtan with him. The beauty of his dancing was so attractive that everyone was coming to join the kirtan. Hundreds and thousands of people were in the streets dancing in ecstasy with their arms raised, chanting the holy name. They chanted throughout the afternoon and throughout the entire night. In the next morning, Lord Chaitanya came to the house of Kolavecha Sridhar. Along with all of his devotees. And in front of Kolavecha Sridhar's house was one old, damaged iron pot. This iron pot, very old, and it had so many dents in it, and it had so many holes that had been repaired. It says that it was so damaged and repaired so many times that even the most desperate thief would not even consider taking it. And it was just an old water pot that Sridhar kept outside of his house, and he used it for every type of purpose you can imagine. Lord Chaitanya, the husband of Lakshmi Devi, the Supreme Lord and proprietor of the entire universe, was dancing in ecstatic love with all of his devotees when he saw the water pot of Sridhar sitting outside of his little thatched hut. And he took that water pot, and with great feeling, he began to drink the water. And when Sridhar, from a distance, saw the Lord drinking the water from his old, beat-up, all-usage pot of water, he was in great anxiety. And he was running and crying out, I will meet my death for this. You are the supreme worshipable Lord. How can you do this? You have come to destroy me. And then he fell unconscious. And Lord Chaitanya began to speak. He said, finally, I have achieved pure love of Krishna today because I have drank the sacred ambrosial water from the pot of Kolavecha Sridhar, the pure devotee of Krishna. And saying this with a choked voice, Lord Chaitanya began to incessantly weep in the ecstasy of love. When the devotees saw this, they couldn't control their spiritual emotions. They all began to weep and fall and roll in the ground in ecstasy. They had never seen such an exhibition of love between the Lord and his devotee. In this way, Lord Chaitanya revealed the supreme treasure of Kolavecha Sridhar. The wealth of bhakti. That wealth is so great that even the simple water from the beaten pot of such a great devotee is the life and soul of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Later on, Lord Chaitanya was granting benedictions to all of his devotees. To Sridhar, he revealed his beautiful form of Lord Krishna. He said, Sridhar, I will give you anything you like. Sridhar replied, all I want is to always remember you. Now that I am seeing your blessed darshan, I have no other desires. Lord Chaitanya said, but I want to give you something, Sridhar. You are so poor. You're practically starving. You have no good clothes. You don't have a proper house to live in. If you like, I will give you the opulence of Indra, the king of heaven. Sridhar said, "My Lord, I do not want any opulences of this world. Lord Chaitanya said, I will give you great mystic powers. The siddhis where you could perform miracles. Sridhar said, My Lord, I care nothing for siddhis. If you like, Sridhar, please take something. I will give you liberation, mukti. Sridhar said, I have no concern for mukti. If you like, I will give you entrance into the spiritual world of Vaikuntha where you can live as an eternal associate of the Lord. Sridhar said, I do not care for that either, my Lord. So Lord Chaitanya was begging Sridhar, please, take something from me. Sridhar replied that, My Lord, if you insist to give me something, give me this one benediction. Let me always be the servant of your service. And in my mind, let me never forget you. Let me never forget for a moment that beautiful form in which you come to my shop to steal my banana leaves and my bananas. That is my only desire. When the devotees heard this expression of pure, unmotivated love, they all began to weep tears. And the Supreme Lord Himself wept. So we can understand that this is truly the supreme wealth and the supreme goal of life. We should not be an illusion that anything else will give us any real happiness except bhakti. Because the soul finds no pleasure through any of the fulfillments of the mind or senses. The Atma's only real pleasure is in serving Krishna. In loving Krishna. So that bhakti, that love, which even conquers the Lord Himself, has been given freely by the Lord in this age of Kali Yuga. This age of Kali is full of so many faults. There is so much greed, there is so much violence. There is so much fighting between family members, between society members, between nations. There are droughts and floods and earthquakes. And people are so irreligious.
आणि लोक अधार्मिक आहेत.
And even in the name of religion, people just perform dry rituals with no bhakti.
आणि धर्माच्या नावाखाली लोक केवळ अशी एक पूजा करतात त्याच्यामध्ये काय भक्ती नसते.
कलेर दोष निदे राज नास्ति हे कमहान गुणा. That this age of Kali is like an ocean of faults. And these faults create so much suffering. But there's one benediction. Kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sangha param braje. That simply by chanting the name of Krishna one can attain the perfection of liberation. This is the conclusion of the Shastra. Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatirandyata. And in this age of Kali, there's no other way, no other way, no other way than the chanting of the name of Lord Hari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us this most blessed gift of the name of Lord Hari.
Bhagwan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ket bhet denasathi bhagwan kirtanacha bhet denasathi ya jagamadhye aale.
Whoever we are, wherever we may be staying, whatever our occupation may be, with no consideration, if we simply sincerely take the name of Hari, we can achieve the supreme treasure of love of God. And the greatest act of love is to give that gift to another. So let us welcome the mercy, the supreme mercy of the Lord, by taking this Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Through the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, which is none different than the Lord Himself, we can achieve the conclusion of all the philosophy of all the great scriptures of the world. Krishna has appeared in this age in His holy name. Whether we have much or whether we have little, if we have the name, we have Krishna, we have everything.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught a wonderful process called Sankirtan, in which everyone takes part. I would like to teach all of you Lord Chaitanya's process of chanting the holy names. When the person who is leading, in this case myself, is singing, with folded palms, we should welcome the holy name of the Lord into our hearts. And when you are chanting, please raise your arms very high. And very loudly, with great feeling, call out Krishna's holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Everyone please stand.